You are correct. I am Jim Richards. This news of this illness that Bruce Willis has is pretty sad. He's had quite the career. He's 67 years of age and has been diagnosed with a condition that apparently makes it hard for him to speak. We thought we'd find out what that condition is, so we're asking Dr. Mitch to weigh in on the cognitive issues that apparently Bruce Willis says he's been having dating back to 2020. Mitch, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity to try and explain what's going on.
This condition is called aphasia, is it?
Yeah. It's basically a huge, broad category of brain problems. Different parts of the brain can be affected, can be damaged on the basis of a stroke, on the basis of dementia, on the basis of other things like that, God forbid, a tumor. And what basically happens is it affects your ability to either understand or communicate. In other words, depending upon the area of the brain that's affected, you may not be able to understand what people are saying to you, or you may not be able to express yourself. And in an actor's position, can you imagine how horrible that would be, not to be able to understand what people are telling you or be able to express what you want to express as part of your conversation with them?
Yeah, it's very, very sad. And is there, is it something that would happen to somebody naturally, just as you might be prone to getting a stroke with family history, or is it brought on by behavior or any number of different things? But how do you usually get it?
Anything that would cause a stroke could cause it. So if you have underlying heart disease, if you have hardening of the arteries and things like that, poorly controlled diabetes would increase your risk. He could, God forbid, have had a tumor in part of his brain. That could have explained it. Or it could be part of a more global process of dementia, where different parts of the area, different areas of the brain just basically die off. And whether you have Alzheimer's or the other forms of dementia, Alzheimer's, we don't know the cause. There may be a genetic predisposition. Other forms of dementia are usually the result of poor blood supply to areas of the brain, and those areas of the brain just die off. And so you're left with the parts of the brain, depending upon whether you're right or left-handed, it can be different sides of the brain, which are responsible for taking the information that comes in through your ears and through your eyes, basically processes it so that you understand what someone is saying, and then transmits that information to a different part of the brain that is actually responsible for forming speech and getting the words out. So you can understand it's a fairly complicated process, and any glitch along the way will impact your ability to communicate.
Dr. Mitch, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You have a great day.
This, we will. Mitch is always a great help, as is Richard Krause. Richard, this announcement from the family comes after years of speculation on the Die Hard set of apparently the star's mental condition after he was seen allegedly doing things, forgetting masks, not intentionally being an anti-masker, but forgetting masks and stuff like that. I mean, at the end of the day, 67 years of age is still fairly young, and this is really sad stuff.
It is sad. People love Bruce Willis. You know, he was known for that kind of wisecracking, hard-edged character that he played in a lot of different movies. But the Die Hard movies, I think, are emblematic of the work that he did. And people have really fond memories about that. But when I read this news today, you know, I was really saddened by it for a number of different reasons. It's a terrible thing for Bruce Willis and his family. He's been struggling with this since 2020. And it made me think about a number of things, but one of them was the way that actors are treated in the press. So since 2020, and just in and around that time, Bruce Willis has made a string of not very good movies. And often in the films, he's not in them for very long, just long enough so that you can put his name on the direct-to-video poster and hopefully get some sales from it. Often it looks like he's been green screened in. Sometimes it actually looks like you can see him reading the dialogue, and people have been making fun of him. And I think that maybe, you know, in future, kindness might be a factor in all of this, where if we look at someone who is taking a strange turn in their career, perhaps we should look beyond trying to make fun of them, and like the Razzies did, The Razzies, the Golden Raspberry Awards, they named an award after him and nominated him 8 times for performances in 8 different movies last year.
Wow.
And I think maybe it's time for a little bit of kindness and maybe to chuck under the hood a little bit before we start throwing jabs at people.
Still in the shadow of Chris Rock, and apparently TMZ saying that he did not know about Jada Pinkett Smith's condition, while so many other people said that's not possible. I got to say, his movies aside, because he was a great action star at his prime, but some of the things that I'm going to remember the most, Richard, were his appearances on Letterman. And I was going to say
the Letterman
on all talk shows. But he's one of these guests, a handful of guests, that actually prepare bits or had a really great chemistry with David Letterman. And those segments were iconic.
Absolutely, they were. You know, and there's a small handful of them, right? Burt Reynolds on the old Tonight Show, you could always be guaranteed that something interesting and fun was going to happen. And Bruce Willis was absolutely one of those people. Every time he was on Letterman or any of them, he brought something to it that was a little different and also a little bit edgier. I think that he always kind of chafed against what was expected of him as a movie star. He didn't invite people into his home. He didn't give regular interviews. He didn't do a lot of the stuff that certainly in the Instagram age that we consider it necessary for actors and stars to do. He's played against that since the beginning of his career, and it worked for him. It worked for him very well. Again, I don't know what to say other than really sad news from the Willis family.
So, Richard, I was going to say that he's done, you know, the stuff that he's done, I would say, in the last 5 years hasn't been very good, but I don't necessarily mean his acting, just the scripts that he's been getting. But I wonder if these two stories are kind of tied to that, that people kind of realize, okay, he doesn't have the range that he might have had, not knowing anything. Again, like you say, making fun without having the information. Do you think there's any link to that kind of stuff, that he wasn't getting the shots because either his career arc was kind of over for action here, or what?
Well, for certainly starring in a film, I don't think people understand how taxing it is to be an actor who is carrying an entire movie. And generally speaking, when Bruce Willis was in something, he was the main star. You know, Pulp Fiction, which is probably my favorite performance of his, he wasn't exactly the main star, but he was the engine that kept that thing going, you know, and so much certainly in the Die Hard movies, they wouldn't have been the same without him. And it's a really tough job to have that weight on your shoulders for the entire time that you're making a film, which can take months and months and months. And clearly, physically and perhaps mentally, he hasn't been up for that for a little while. So he's done smaller cameos in a lot of films that have not been good. He hasn't been particularly good in them, but he got big paychecks for them. And so perhaps, you know, in some way he was planning toward a day when he would no longer be able to act and have to retire, that, you know, he would leave money for his family and for his care and that kind of thing by doing these movies.
Yeah. Is the first Die Hard the movie, if somebody's going to watch a Bruce Willis movie tonight, is it the first Die Hard?
The first Die Hard is great, and you have to kind of transport yourself back to, you know, the first time that you saw it. I remember it so well because he had been a star on television in Moonlighting before that with Sybil Shepherd, and had this kind of cockiness about him that worked really well on television. Nobody knew whether he was going to be a movie star or not, and then Die Hard comes along, and it's a great action movie. He's fantastic in it and has left behind one of the things that action stars, you know, kind of live or die on, and that's a catchphrase. And there's a bunch of them in that movie that people know.
Say it, Richard, say it.
I'm not going to say it. I can't say it on the radio.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother, something or other.
Yeah, I'd like to be back another time on this station, so I won't say it. Yeah. But it's but that's what made him a star. So that's a good one to look at. Or as I said, Pulp Fiction or The Sixth Sense, also great in that, shows his range.
Yeah, great movies, all of them. Richard Krause, thank you very much. And the sad news of the medical condition of Bruce Willis and the fact that he will no longer be acting. I'm Jim Richards. Scott Reed joins us next.